Chapter 20. Henri Villon stared through the windows of the James Bay control booth, the grim smile of satisfaction on his face reflected in the spotless glass. The riddle of Roubaix's garrote lay on the great generator floor below. Behind him, Percival Stuckey stood in apprehensive confusion. "I must protest this act," he said. "It is beyond decency." Villon turned and stared at Stuckey, his eyes cold. "As a member of Parliament and Mr. Sarva's Minister of Internal Affairs, I can assure you this test is of utmost concern to the country, and decency has nothing to do with it." "It's highly irregular," Stuckey muttered stubbornly. "Spoken like a true official," Villon said in a cynical tone. "Now then, can you do what your government asks of you?" Stuckey pondered a moment. "The diversion of millions of kilowatts is quite complex and involves intricate lead and frequency control with correct timing. Though most of the excess power surge will be grounded, we'll still be throwing a heavy overload on our own systems." "Can you do it?" Villon persisted. "Yes," Stuckey shrugged in defeat. "But I fail to see the purpose in cutting power to every city between Minneapolis and New York."
5 seconds, Villon said, ignoring Stuckey's probing remark. "You have only to shut off electrical energy to the United States for 5 seconds."
Stuckey gave a final glare of defiance and leaned between the engineers seated at the console and twisted several knobs. The overhead television monitors brightened and focused on varied panoramic views of city skylines.
"The contrast seems to lighten as you scan from left to right," noted Villon.
"The darker cities are Boston, New York, and Philadelphia." Stuckey looked at his watch. "It's dusk in Chicago, and the sun is still setting in Minneapolis. How will we know if full blackout is achieved with one city under daylight?" Stuckey made a slight adjustment, and the Minneapolis monitor zoomed to a busy intersection. The image was so clear that Villon could identify the street signs on the corner of 3rd Street and Hennepin Avenue. "The traffic signals. We can tell when their lights go dark."
"Will Canadian power go off as well?"
"Only in towns near the border below our interconnect terminals." The engineers made a series of movements over the console and paused. Stuckey turned and fixed Villon with a steady stare.
"I will not be held responsible for the consequences."
"Your objections are duly noted," Villon replied. He gazed at the monitors as a cold finger of indecision tugged his mind, followed by a torrent of last-second doubts. The strain of what he was about to do settled heavily about his shoulders.
5 seconds.
A warning that could not be dismissed. Finally, he cast off all fears and nodded.
"You may proceed."
Then he watched as one quarter of the United States blinked out.